the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think AM radio as well as underground radio has definitely assisted in the popularization of various forms of drug.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 518. And this week we're dipping our toes back into obscure psychedelia, getting it underway with 9 minutes and 40 seconds. So hold on tight, this is the ultimate spinach.
Bye. sounds explode across myriad consciousness of tomorrow and mine. You feel yourself rising slowly and yet falling down upon shattered dreams. Crystal sights are shattered and distorted by reality. You hear the crying of 1,000 harpies as tomorrow is gone. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed.
Episode 518 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, another exploration of obscure psychedelia, and that is the Ultimate Spinach out of Boston, Massachusetts, formed in 1967, promoted as an alternative to the San Francisco sound. They started off as the Underground Cinema, recorded some demos which later appeared on New England Teen Scene, unreleased 1965 to 1968, changed the name to Ultimate Spinach, based on the experiences of an acid trip. One of the band members had been drawing on his face with a green marker pen and said, "Whoa, I am Ultimate Spinach and Ultimate Spinach is me." Great album, Behold and See, their second album released on MGM August 1968. From that album, 9 minutes and 40 seconds of a track called Mind Flowers.
And then these girls went into a coma. They ranted, they fainted. Their eyes were glassy.
Retrospect. Well, here's a band named after the Sombrero Galaxy, NGC4594. Out of Storrs, Connecticut, relocated to New York City, together only until 1967. NGC4594, this is Forever Gone.
Spent with you no more. I got no more time for this here life, no more. notion. Well, I guess I just took too much of that Mr. Cold.
The active car for the young and hot. John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to the world's best 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia. It's all right here on Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Yesterday my life was filled with pain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really healed pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. On a one so true, I love you.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We are looking at psychedelia this week, and that was a psychedelic set that included NGC 4594, Forever Gone. Then out of Australia, The Master's Apprentices, formed originally as The Mustangs in 1964, but they were promoting an entirely different Ford product, the Australian market Ford Cortina, a radio spot from Australia's The Master's Apprentices. Followed that up with the Mike Stewart Span, more of a pop band. Evolved out of a Brighton band called the Mighty Atoms. They later briefly became Leviathan. The Mike Stewart Span originally focused on American-derived soul music, but things took a rather tragic and slightly psychedelic turn when guitarist Nigel Langham fell through an upstairs window while under the effects of LSD. Mike Stewart Span, World in My Head. Then wrapping up the set, out of New York, The Head Shop. One eponymous album on Epic Records 1969, self-titled The Head Shop, with their take on Sonny.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, I've always got time for a track from The Third Bardo, another band out of New York City, referencing Tibetan Book of the Dead. They released just one single on 5 Years Ahead of My Time, co-written by Rusty Evans, former folk singer with the band The Deep, we have from time to time here on Retrospect. That's a great track, but they had 6 tracks out of one recording session. This one, Dawn of Tomorrow.
thing you see. And time will change in many ways, and I don't know where I will be. Snow, oh, disappearing with the moon above.
Explores the dangerous and kicky world where drugs, love, and pot are spreading like an epidemic.
I believe in freedom of expression in any form, even if it includes the use of LSD.
The Love-Ins probes the wants and needs of today's younger generation, discovers what makes them think and act as they do.
With fairies and things, got lots of gold pieces and diamonds and rings. Last night I had tea with the man in the moon, and Aladdin is coming to visit me soon. Go seek with Snow White and the dwarves. I've been for a ride on the Lone Ranger's horse. Got a big golden coach with six horses to drive, but I'm not supposed to, 'cause I'm only five. Hippies all know me as Chief Sitting Bull. I knew Baba Black Sheep when he had no wool. Whatever you've done, I have done it before, and I'm just full of love for my mother-in-law.
Love-Ins gives the outsider an incredible trip through the inside. It gives those on the inside a chance to see themselves as others see them. You must see the Love-Ins.
Set of three, the third Bardo, Dawn of Tomorrow, then from right here in New Zealand, the House of Nimrod, with a track that shot up the New Zealand pop charts, harmony-laden psychedelic pop called Slightly Delic, House of Nimrod. You can see them on Instagram and Facebook. Thirdly and finally, a band initially known as the Ingos renamed themselves to Blossom Toes. UK psychedelic band, quintessentially English style of psychedelia, managed by a guy called Giorgio Gomelski. I've talked about him before. The band became known in the UK press as Giorgio Gomelski's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Blossom Toes. Look at me, I'm you. Global Psych next.
Retrospect.
Starting off our global psychedelic set with a band out of Belgium, Obscure. I haven't been able to find really anything about them except they recorded for Discs Vogue. This is a track from 1971 called 2S Mon Enfer. They're called Mosaic out of Belgium.
Infernal me fait mal, mécaniquement, et l'odeur qui m'écœure, pauvre cœur, n'est pas fille du vent. Le ciel bleu n'est plus bleu, mais gris bleu, machinalement. Je ne t'ai pas choisi tel, mais tu es mon enfer. Au combat, tu tombas, mais pourquoi? Anonymement, tu veux faire la guerre à la misère, désespérément. Et les gens, braves gens, sont conscients, égoïstement. Je ne t'ai pas choisi tel, mais tu es mon enfer. Le pétrole, cette idole, nous y vole, cancéreusement. Pour un franc, on se vend politiquement. Si on pense, on y pense en cadence, militairement. Je ne t'ai pas choisi tel, et tu es mon enfer. Ton vacarme infernal me fait mal, mécaniquement. Ton odeur qui m'écœure, pauvre cœur. Pas fille du vent. Ton ciel bleu n'est plus bleu mais gris bleu, machinalement. Je ne t'ai pas choisi père, mais tu es mon enfer.
Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Des hommes recherchant l'amitié. Le diable partit visiter la terre. Il prit le sourire de l'été et s'en fit un habit de lumière.
Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, que leurs yeux étaient fermés. Le diable reprit sa course et
et fit éclater sa joie aux quatre coins du monde, devenant chant d'oiseaux et murmure de source, symphonie du vent et musique de l'onde.
Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, qu'il n'entendrait plus jamais.
Obstiné, le diable se transforma en homme, invoquant tout le pouvoir de la séduction. Il étala ses trésors, offrit ce que l'on nomme plaisir, amour, argent, le tout sans restriction.
Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, que leur sens était figé.
Découragé, le diable rejoignit sa maison et sa haine éclata au travers de la terre. Il envoya la mort sur toutes les nations, semant le désarroi, le feu et la misère.
Mais le diable pleure encore, car les hommes, bien que vivants, étaient morts.
Vivant était mort, car les hommes, bien que vivants, étaient morts. Car les hommes.
What it really does is expand your mind, makes you see things more clearly, makes you more creative. Really, it does. All the painters and writers, they all say so. Yeah, maybe they do.
Anyway, Tom, it is illegal. Every time you blow a marijuana cigarette, you take a chance on blowing your future.
Oh, come on, Pop. All my friends smoke pot. They're not criminals.
Because they haven't been caught yet.
Thank you.
Global Psychedelia, Mosaic out of Belgium with 2S Mon and Fair top the set. Then out of France, author, composer, sound designer, out of Paris, Patrick Abriel. Better known for folk ballads, we had a particularly psychedelic track from Patrick Abriel called Le Diable. Then thirdly, now this is an obscurity. Online entries describe the band as jazz, free improv, and non-music. They're from Finland. 7-inch 45 single-sided EP in mono. Get that? 7-inch 45 single-sided EP in mono. From 1968, they were active from 67 through to 71. They challenged every possible norm society and the current musical climate had. An ungodly racket to some, psychedelic experience to others. I've read about live performances including nudity and sex, random usage of pianos, self-constructed instruments, and much more. The band appeared to be the work of Pekka Araksinen. The band, though, was called The Sperm. The single-sided EP, Third Erection, we had the title track. The Sperm, out of Finland, with Third Erection. Told you it would be obscure.
This is a place. This is where it's at. This is where it all happens.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's squeeze in another one from the States, The Freudian Complex, off an LP called Apricot Hash in the Hourglass, Electric Sound Show Volume 3. That's a 2013 compilation. The Freudian Complex, very little information available. They released just one single on a label called Cobblestone. We're going to take the B-side, described as wacky, with wailing vocals and haunting echo. This is Phrenologic Insult. Complex out of the States, Phrenologic Insult. Bring us to an end of this psychedelic episode. I'll squeeze in one more. Another one from the States, from Mineral City, Ohio. Began 1966 as By Popular Demand. Renamed themselves to Velvet Crest. This is their cover of the Beatles' Things We Said Today. And that's Psychedelia for this week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
I just say this, it's a disgraceful thing, and that should be an impeachable event, I guess. We'll be right back.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible day, worst in our country's history, a horror show.